Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, goodness. That's kind of loud. Vinny, you're on now. The amazing ones are on.
Look who's back.
The amazing ones are on. I know.
Look
who's back. Yuzi's back.
Hi, guys.
Holy crap.
What happened?
Yuzette showed me a picture of her burns this morning.
Oh, my God.
Girl, did you see them?
No.
Know what?
Huma doesn't want to see them. They're disgusting, Human.
That's what I was saying. I didn't want to see them.
They're huge second-degree burn blisters.
I don't know.
I don't think you do.
Is it, like, nasty, or is it...
No, they're not all weepy. It's just they're incredible. It's incredible what she did to her belly.
I'm confused.
You should see it. It's not that gross. It's just incredible.
Hey,
I'm blown away by how much burning you have on yourself.
Do you make your husband look?
He looked this morning as I was getting dressed. And, like, he saw me because I have to dress them. So this morning I got in the shower, but I kept the bandages on because of the pressure of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept the bandages from last night on. And then when I got out of the shower, I took them off. That's kind of Human. I got up early, but it took me so long to dress the bandages that I was running late this morning. But I was putting on the I was patting them down with cold water and then putting Neosporin on. And then, you know, John's talking to me. He's laying in bed watching me. And then I turned to the side and he goes, "Oh my God, that looks terrible." And I'm like,
"Oh,
I know." So immediately I'm like putting on the bandages so he can't look at them.
So a first degree burn is just like redness, like you scald yourself. A second degree burn is big blisters.
Yeah.
Third degree is the blisters pop and the skin actually starts to char.
I don't know the degrees. I just know I was told second degree. Here, do you want to see? Human, you don't
my research department, I can tell, is on that. I heard the chair decisively turn.
Do you want to see?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, I'm going to take a look.
Okay, come here.
I mean...
You're getting like a weird amount of satisfaction from looking at that.
Well, she also likes pimples.
I do.
That's true.
Listen, I'm telling you, those are... They're impressive.
Well, wait a minute.
I can't believe you did that.
No, because I can't get up, really.
She can't get up.
Okay, really? They're disgusting.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, what the... Ew.
And that's just three of them.
Show them. Human, take a look.
Human doesn't want to look.
Looking.
Human doesn't like
I
that
don't
stuff.
Want
okay, bring your thoughts.
I want Human to think I'm nice and smooth there.
That wasn't what I expected at all. Like, I expected, I don't know, like...
Little tiny burns, little tiny
bubbles.
Yeah,
or I don't know. What I pictured in my head was, you know, somebody, after you get whipped, right? And you get, like, that little line, like a red... It wasn't that. It was a bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
They're full on
bubbles.
You know, it's hard because I'm just looking at those.
There's five or six of them.
How big are they? Thumb size? Bigger than that?
I don't know. What
an
is
inch?
That? An inch?
An inch long?
But they're also big.
Yes, they stick out. You poor thing. Yuzi, you were in so much pain that you didn't even notice you were burning the hell out of your stomach as you were trying to relieve your pain.
Right, so I was in so much pain. Let's see, we went to lunch. By the way, that meal was delicious. I know it's been a week later. But that meal was delicious, and that was the last meal I have had. Like, literally, that is the last meal I've had. So that was
Thursday.
I get home Thursday, just immediately got in bed, and...
You were miserable on Thursday. You were a trooper, you stuck it out, we had to go to this lunch, and you didn't want to, you know... We certainly didn't want to reschedule.
I didn't want to diss our boss or anything.
Absolutely.
So, and I wanted to go have the food with you guys and have
a little
fun.
Yeah, it's nice hanging out together.
Yeah. And so when I got home, had to rip my pants off and then just laid in bed and then got the heating pad out. So all day and then all throughout the night, I was having the heating pad on, and it turns off, you know, it turns itself off, but right. I kept turning it back on throughout the night. And then early Friday, no, and I had called you guys saying I'm just,
yes,
this
not,
is not
coming
happening.
In on Friday.
So Friday, early overnight, John says, you shouldn't have that on so much. So I thought, oh, he probably has a point. I ripped it off and then just laid there. And then I went up to go to the bathroom and then went past the mirror and couldn't believe what I was seeing. My own body.
Bubbling.
Yes. I didn't know what to do. Obviously, I called the doctor immediately over at Kaiser. And they said, yeah, second degree burns. They gave me medication for the antibiotics for diverticulitis, but they can't do anything for the burns.
Right.
Like, there's nothing. You can't pop them. You need to let them pop on their
right.
own.
But you...
Because it could spread an infection.
Right. So burns are the hardest thing to treat.
Yeah. So they recommended that I get the antibiotic treatment, whatever, Neosporin.
Yeah.
And then put gauze on it and tape it. So, you know, it protects. So
right.
when they do pop...
They're... It hits something to absorb it and to keep the uh-huh. infectious stuff
right.
out.
So there they were for days, just not doing anything. And finally, I think the day before, one of them popped. And then yesterday, that biggest one popped. But then the other ones are big, too. So I'm kind of waiting. I have bandages on right now on
you
my
poor
side.
Thing.
So there's three, the three.
How's the diverticulitis?
Well, the pain's all in the burns now.
Yeah.
So
great.
Do you want a world-class dermatologist?
No, honey.
I could set
please
you up.
Please, don't.
She just gave him the hand.
No, because he said it before. It's UCSF. There's nowhere I'm going other than Kaiser. You know what I'm saying? Human, I got to go to my own doctor by my house.
No.
I don't care about pay. It's what's closest to me.
Right.
And I need to go to people that know me and know my condition and all yes. that stuff. Thank you, Human. I'm sorry. I'm super short today. My head is hot.
We prayed about it this morning.
We did. We did a prayer, and I said, give me
listen,
Lord,
I like you
patience.
When you're feisty. Just like, give us a smackdown. It's nice.
We don't want to get the warning, though.
The rest of us don't like us.
I feel like it's nice when a woman I'm not taking any more of this crap.
I don't want to be a bitch about it. It's just like, oh, I'm just, I was even snapping at John this morning. It's just,
well, after he said, that looks terrible. I'm sure that made you feel great.
Everyone, don't make eye contact.
Oh, yeah, well,
no one talk to her.
Stop it.
Don't look at her.
All right, so I did some research yeah. on first, second, and third degree burns.
All right, tell us what the deal is.
All right,
is.
So I had to first, after reading the description of what they were, I had to do some more research on layers of skin. You know, there's...
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
epidermal, what
yeah, exactly. The epidermis, and then there's a dermis below that, and there's a hyperdermis. So the first degree burn is basically just affecting the epidermis, and it can give you some redness and some mild, like, burning. And then the second degree burns affects the dermis, which is below the epidermis.
Okay.
And the third degree goes even further into the tissue and all that, which is the hypodermis.
I see.
Research, Vin. Good
Vinny,
morning, sir.
You've got to look at the pictures.
I feel like I just walked.
I don't want to show Vinny.
Show Vinny.
What is it?
The burns
just
on
the
her stomach.
At school. Did I just walk into
you
school?
You did. Seventh grade biology.
But Vinny has to come in here to see them.
Let me see.
Yeah, go look
out.
At the.
Oh,
pull
my
it up,
God.
Use.
All right, leave your mics on.
Yeah, everybody, leave the mics on.
I still want you to think I'm oh, sexy and I'm
smooth. Of course I do.
Smooth.
Let me see you.
Okay, let me see.
Here we go.
It is a bummer to show
wait.
People.
Wait for it.
Here we go.
He's here. Smiling right now.
What the, is that?
Those are the burns, the blisters. That's just a couple of them.
That's your skin?
Yeah.
That's not lotion?
I couldn't. See, there's my chi-chi.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
See the bottom of it.
But there's more.
I didn't see that picture.
It's the same picture. You just didn't know where to look. It's hard to tell what you're seeing. She had to point out the chi-chi to me, too.
Vinny is in shock.
Pull it up.
Get his reaction. We're so ready. What did the doc say about your pad? What was the deal that... Did you put something between you and the pad that amplified it?
No, of course not.
She just kept turning it on, because it automatically turns off after a certain amount of time. And she just kept turning it back on. And it just...
You sure you didn't have, like, tinfoil stuck between you two or something?
I wish there was something like that. Right. No. No.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No. I can't. The bubbles on her skin look like she's actually got, like, that's lotion. Mm. Like, you know, you, like, you squirt a lotion
right.
out, and it's in a tube
yeah.
bubble shape.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
No, she is fully just burned. That it's. I'm so, so sorry.
Are those blisters still there?
Yeah, I was telling these guys, there's a little one that let go the other day, and then yesterday, I hate saying popped, it's so disgusting. The whole thing, sorry everyone, if you're eating or you're driving, you're thinking this is disgusting, it is. I'm disgusted
I'm
by
fascinated.
My own self, so, but one of the large ones, thank
oh,
you.
God. Oh,
there
oh,
goes a blister, everyone.
Oh, no,
you know what?
No.
I'm going to hear that. Yay. Oh. So one of the big ones did let go, and then, but I still have three other ones that are large.
Get that champagne
large.
Ready.
Large and in charge.
Mm. So is... she just wanted to warn us all that her head is hot and she's a little short today.
I have a question about the blister.
Okay.
When they pop, is there a special surprise inside?
No, it's just, it's not even pus or anything like that. It's just
liquid.
Some liquid stuff.
Yeah.
Lymph.
That's it. So I have gauze over
it's plasma
over it and tape.
So
I've had sunburns like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a really bad sunburn that's blistered.
So
but huge.
They give you, when I was a teenager, they give you this, well, I got this stuff for my skin called Retin-A, and they're like, do not go in the sun while you're using this, which was impossible because I was in the sun.
You mean after so it wouldn't scar?
No,
this
I got Retin-A for pimples.
Acne,
oh,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just went, well, I'm going to clear myself. As usual, you know, you even,
overdo
if,
it.
Even with instructions, you're like, psh, I got
I'll be
this.
Fine.
Cover it all over me. Of course, I go surfing and spend, and I bubbled my skin.
Mm.
Like, truly blistered the whole.
You have actually great skin. I'm surprised at mm-hmm. how much damage you have inflicted on it over the years. It's still, I mean, your skin looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see some people who's just, I think some people's skin, just like any little zit, would leave like a big pockmark, and you don't really have any of that.
No.
You're lucky because you really were out there damaging your skin
yeah,
every day.
No doubt.
So,
right
now
and then the sun?
I did. I was grounded.
Yeah.
I was severely grounded.
How long did that take?
Over a month.
Wow. Mm. That must have killed you.
It did. It was brutal.
It was like
and
being
it was,
in jail.
And you know, all the times when you do stuff to yourself, you're like, I did it to myself.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I did this to myself.
Yeah, but you didn't know.
I'm
didn't
booing
know.
Myself.
You didn't know. I mean, honestly, any pain you were feeling from the burning, you probably thought was the diverticulitis.
Uh-huh.
So what about the diverticulitis?
I received antibiotics for that, and so that has calmed down a great deal.
Can you believe we had just been talking about that?
Yeah, I
like
can believe it.
2 weeks ago, you said, I haven't had anything in like 2 years.
Yeah. No, I should have knocked on wood.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not.
I feel like
that's
I did.
It.
I feel like,
I feel
we
like
all
I
did,
too.
I was thinking maybe that knocking just is...
You think that's BS?
Well, because I feel like we did knock when we talked about it.
I don't remember.
I don't know if we did or not.
Yeah.
Be interesting to roll the tape back to see. Vaughn, can you make that happen? See if any of us knocked.
So that's that. And
all right, well, it's
I have
good to
an
see
appointment.
You.
Thank you. I have an appointment today so they could take a look, especially the one that took a look at the burns.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Well, you were saying like the big problem there is you can't really treat burns. There's
mm-hmm.
not a lot you can do.
You can't pop them on your own. You just have to
and
let them
possible
run
infections
its course.
Are the thing. So what is mm-hmm. this gauze you keep talking about? That's pretty loosely over just sort of to protect them?
Yes.
The gauze you put over it?
Yeah.
Oy.
And I can't put on any pants. Like I've been wearing underwear. I've been wearing a tank top and underwear since Thursday.
Nice.
That's all I could put on.
All right.
Right.
Hot.
But I can't wear any pants. I'm wearing
yeah,
this
she's wearing a dress
today.
She had the dress on and I go, oh, that means I'm not going to get to see your burns. She goes, I got a picture for you.
Why wouldn't you be able to see the burns?
Because you have to yank her whole dress up.
Since when has that stopped you two from sharing whatever
well, we were,
with
there
each other?
There were interns around and the lights are on. We're out in the middle of the room.
All and right. plus I have a bodysuit on underneath this dress.
Oh,
too.
Like holding
yeah.
the gauze in place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
A bodysuit?
What, like a
leotard? Yeah,
leotard?
You know this blouse? Remember this blouse? It's kind of see-through. This one?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's the one we all love.
Yeah.
So it has snaps
so, yeah.
underneath the crotch?
Mm-hmm.
I love those things.
Crotch, yeah.
Me
a
too,
lot.
I love
it's convenient.
It. Yeah. What
you don't
I
come
get?
Across those too much anymore, but when you do.
Yeah.
Snap.
So great.
Sweet.
I love it. What did I miss?
Pop.
Last
oh, nothing. You
can,
we don't do anything without you here. We
oh,
just,
please.
We shoot the
causing
S, so that's
trouble?
It. No.
Would I have been mad or...
You would have been mad.
Proud.
I think the biggest revelation was that with all the celebrities in town, and there have been a lot. Mm-hmm. We had Clusterfest, and yeah, we had the Warriors game
exactly.
with all of the the celebrities
Woman,
in town.
Try to forgive him.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
What happened? Please. Try to forgive him.
That's another thing she doesn't know about.
Well, that's what I'm I'm getting
Vinny's
at.
Vinny's about to get on his bad side.
What? Why?
Because he didn't go see any of the celebrities.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. So there we are like, hey, what'd you do this weekend with all the stuff going on in town? There must be some stories.
Woo!
And he goes, well, I went to my friends and we're like, great.
Right.
Great.
Told us all about
my
some friend of his.
What is that thing called? Speakeasy. My friend does a...
That sounds great.
Bellatoria promotion. So we're like, what? And then he goes, then I was in the rest of the weekend. And so
I
a little...
I just wanted to rest, but we dug at him a little.
A little prying and a little digging. And he's like, well, actually, I did a workbook and seven DVDs and read a book about forgiveness.
Oh, that's it. He goes, well, I was just reading.
Yeah.
We're like... Okay.
You don't read.
He doesn't read. He goes, well, you know, it was like a self-help book about forgiveness, 70 times 7.
It had colored pictures in
five
it.
DVDs of 25 hours of reading and a workbook that he had to do. And he had to make a list of everybody that he needed to forgive.
Was this for his church?
No, this is just for him.
So
all these people he needed to forgive.
We start going, oh, well, who's on the list? And Sarah goes, is Snuffy? And he goes, yeah, she's on there.
And then,
then she's
new,
like,
new?
"Who? No." Then you were like, "Who? Who else? Who else?" So we're trying to find out. And then she's like, "Is it me?" And Hooman goes, "No." It ends up I'm on the goddamn list.
Why are you on the list?
I don't know. So I'm like, "What?"
Oh man, me and Vinny had a big conversation about it yesterday.
Oh my
god, I don't want to be on the list. I don't want to say anything to Hooman.
No, you're not on the list.
Okay. Right? No, nobody's
only
on
Vinny.
The list.
I pray for you all the time.
Vinny's on the list.
Listen, Vinny, I know there have been times you've needed to forgive me.
You know,
have you forgiven him?
Let me explain something to you. I actually think you're a pretty talented dude, and while sometimes you get out of your lane a little bit and we've got to have conversations.
Stay in your lane, Hooman.
I don't even want to talk
I think
right
you're
now.
Really good at what you do, and I'm happy to work with you. Yes, sometimes we have moments, but I don't carry that to my bed at night. I really don't. Well, I like you. I think you're a talented dude. I'm sure you could walk out of here and go get your own show if you really wanted.
Yeah.
All
don't
that,
do that
pressure on
don't
you.
Don't do that, Hooman.
Well, listen, I hope to get to your level one day where I don't carry things in my bed late at night. So I was working on myself on the weekend.
Now.
Instead of hanging out with Jeremy Renner and the
Warriors. Oh, you missed Jeremy Renner.
You could have been friends with Jeremy Renner. Jeremy Renner, thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Renner.
Don't get me wrong. I grind on stuff. You know, girls will get me every time.
Uh-oh.
But like, you, huh? I don't, that's not. That isn't happening.
Like I said, you know, it's a process. I'm at the ripe age of 43.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, by the time I hit 44, I want peace every night and peace every day.
I want peace every day.
I want peace
every day. Peace of what, though?
Every day.
Piece of pizza. I don't know.
Peace of mind.
Pizza.
KLLC-KLLC-HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks for joining us. Let's get her done. 6:05.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.